Oh, have you all given out the sheet
from a red can, so you visit it. Where's time for you?
Poor definition.
Hey, what? Lovely to have you.
So, where are you from? And you can pop that all in the offering bag when it goes by. It's on for the record of
your photograph on it, and it says that you're a bit of a troublemaker, so I'm not quite sure exactly what your plan is to be here tonight, but I guess, I certainly don't want any trouble, and I think, given what I read in the email, I just wonder if it would be better if you left, actually, because, unfortunately, you have a reputation around the place.
Can we
well, actually, no, I've really got to go and start the service now, but...
Who are you?
I'm the minister here.
Minister, yep, your name.
My name's Andrew, and, I'm the pastor here, so, unfortunately, I'll be sent around an email for some reason.
Who sent the email?
It's the Cairns Christian Ministers Fraternal, and they said that you've been asked to leave a number of other churches, and they didn't actually specify what the issue was, but unfortunately, I think if you get yourself a reputation like that, then that's probably not a great thing.
Christian fraternity?
There was the Ministers Fraternal.
Ministers Fraternal.
Yeah,
it was. In Cairns.
Okay. In Cairns,
okay.
Yeah.
And who is responsible? Like, are you actually participating about?
No, I don't actually. I'm not actually part of it, but I just get emails from them because, they didn't say anything about exactly what the issue was, but they just said that it was available on Google, and I've no chance to look on Google, but, I don't think they'd be sending around emails like that if there wasn't some issue. So,
am I guilty of something?
I don't know, to be honest.
But still, Andrew, you're asking me to not be here?
I'm actually asking you not to be here.
Okay.
So
I must be guilty of something.
I guess maybe you are.
What am I guilty of?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've just asked you. I should go and read the service now.
You're blindly asking someone to leave the service but you don't actually haven't investigated to find out.
Well, I guess I'm willing to trust those guys at this stage,
okay.
And obviously we're just as a minute as we're starting church, and I don't really have time to talk about it, but I'm going to take that on trust at this point. I trust those guys. Sorry about that.
You find out that this is erroneous information, would you be willing to repent if you find out that you made a wrong decision?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes.
So, just speaking of it, the song and the good advice, some of the words will see that in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew@android.com. That's my email. And I would like you to get back to me.
I will.
You have, right now you have actually evicted me from the church. And so if that eviction has no foundation, biblically or reality-based, then I do expect that you will apologize and recant all that action. Second thing, Andrew, would you like to send me a copy of that email? What has been circulated around me is nothing less than slander. Okay?
I'll think about that, but I'll certainly investigate further and I'll get in contact with you about this.
Okay. And I am recording this. This is my own evidence that I'm recording for.
Sure.
Okay, I'm now departing the properties of Cairns Presbyterian Church. Sunday worship service began at 6:30. www.cairns.pc.org.au. And that was the Reverend Andrew who asked me to leave.